A man will serve 2 months on electronic house arrest for a fiery crash that killed a Canton man. Judge Earl Wise sentenced 34-year-old David Reed of Brown Township after he pleaded no contest Monday to vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter. The charges stem from a December 18th crash on Route 30 in Ostenburg Township that killed 38-year-old Joshua Smothers. The Highway Patrol says Reed failed to stop for traffic, causing a two-vehicle crash. Reed will also serve 2 years of probation and lose his license for 2 years. A man wanted in connection with a Canton area shooting is the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force's Fugitive of the Week. The Stark County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals allege 19-year-old Caden DeLand of Canton fired into an occupied vehicle July 30th in the 2800 block of 8th Street Northeast. A 50-year-old bystander suffered a minor injury from a possible bullet fragment. DeLand is known to frequent Canton and Cleveland and is charged with felonious assault. A reward is available for information leading to his arrest. An Alliance man is facing charges after he allegedly pointed a loaded handgun at a man during an argument at his home early Monday. Police say 19-year-old Demarion Lane pulled a 9mm on the victim just before 1. The incident occurred in the 600 block of McGrath Street. Lane also is accused of trying to hide the gun on the roof outside his bedroom. He's charged with aggravated menacing, tampering with evidence, and carrying concealed weapons. He was arraigned Monday in municipal court and released on a $25,000 bond. A preliminary hearing is set for September 2nd. Altman Health System and Northeast Ohio Medical University are expanding their partnership to help address Ohio's healthcare workforce shortage. The Canton-based health system has worked with NeoMed since the university was founded in 1973. The new partnership includes regular leadership meetings, collaborative research, and plans to increase the number of students training at Altman. About 120 students complete clinical rotations at Altman each year. NeoMed President John Langell says the partnership is especially important because Ohio faces a shortage of healthcare providers, particularly in family medicine and pediatrics and in rural areas. NeoMed welcomed a record 211 new medical students this year. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is monitoring for a toxic gas at Leesville Lake in Carroll County. Officials say conditions near the outlet works could result in the release of hydrogen sulfide gas. Area immediately next to the discharge has been closed as a safety precaution. The Corps says the problem is not known to affect recreational users or fish taken from the lake. Monitoring will continue, and more areas could be closed if gas levels rise. A Portage County judge has sentenced a Streetsboro man to 4 years in prison for assaulting two women in January. Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty issued the punishment to 25-year-old Randall Main Monday. He pleaded guilty in June to abduction, aggravated assault, and domestic violence. One victim was restrained and held at knife point. Main's attorney cited his struggle with drug and alcohol addiction. San Francisco 49ers owner John York pleaded no contest to two charges after being arrested in East Palestine. York was originally charged with engaging in prostitution, but the charge was amended to disorderly conduct and possessing criminal tools. He was arrested Sunday morning at a mobile home community and posted $5,000 bond. York was sentenced to 2 days in the Columbiana County Jail with credit for 1 day served and ordered to pay more than $1,100 in fines. The NFL says the matter will be reviewed under its personal conduct policy. York is a Youngstown Cardinal Moody graduate and has been president of the 49ers since 2008. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson's office is awarding more than $2.5 million to help communities respond to opioid overdoses. Recipients include Mahoning County Sheriff's Office with nearly $145,000, Columbiana County with more than $126,000, and Portage County with nearly $86,000. Summit County, Akron Fire, Tuscarawas County, Cuyahoga Falls Police, and East Palestine Police are also receiving grants. The money will help connect overdose survivors with treatment and recovery services. Sebring has a new village manager. Ed Dean was sworn in during Monday's village council meeting and started the job August 17th. He replaces Chris Frazier, who left the position last month. Dean is a Southeast High School graduate and served 24 years as a Deerfield Township trustee. He retired in 2008 after 36 years at PTC Alliance. Dean says he'll spend his first few months getting to know the village, its employees, and residents. Council approved a $40,000 workers' compensation grant for fire equipment and a nearly $373,000 contract with Penn Care Public Safety Technology for a new fire department vehicle. Tom Schmidt with Buckeye Area Regional Canine spoke about the potential purchase of a new police canine. No decision has been made. Charges have been filed in a Youngstown fire in which a boy was found locked in a cage. WFMJ-TV reports 67-year-old Franklin Heiser is charged with felony endangering children. The charge signifies the child was harmed, but no details have been released. Firefighters responded to the Forest View Avenue location early on August 4th. Three people escaped while one had to be rescued. Heiser reportedly told personnel he is the boy's father. A woman named Chu Yu Zheng was also charged with endangering children. Her relationship with the man and boy is unclear. The case remains under investigation. A woman woman accused of trafficking a child for sex pleaded not guilty Monday. 49-year-old Mildred Woods was expected to plead guilty in municipal court in Camel. WFMJ-TV reports the change led the prosecution to remove its plea offer. Woods faced charges including rape, trafficking in persons, and compelling prostitution. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.